Hey guys, welcome back to Dream Makeup. This is Andrea, your host and creator of Dream Makeup. I'm so happy to be alive. I just got over a sick cold. Yo, the flu season is here. So make sure you guys are stocked up on your NyQuil, DayQuils, Tylenols, and all things medication, because when this little cold comes through here on the East Coast, I'm telling you, you're going to be hit for a few days. So be prepared. And if you're not getting sick, hey, listen, keep sanitized, keep your children away from other kids that are sick if you can. You know what I mean? If you have kids that are going to school, hey, if they're sick, just keep them at home, because we don't want them to get everybody else sick and vice versa. Listen, I want you guys to know that your health is very important. Stay hydrated, stay fit, you know what I mean? And that's not only, you know, physically moving, stay fit mentally and spiritually, you know, be on your toes. If you need a little, you know, gas, you know, open up your Bibles. If you need a little motivational pieces, listen to Dream Makeup, or, you know, talk to a friend, you know that you're not alone. It is so important today to know that your feelings are validated. It is so important for someone to tell you, and if no one's telling you this, I'm telling you this, that everything that you feel is real. Everything that you feel, know that you're not alone. Everything that is happening to you, know that it's happening in a certain way that only you could perceive it to be true. And no one can tell you different, okay? Everything that you see, then know that, you know what I mean? It's not like a figment of your imagination or whatever you want to call it. Not a pigment, a figment of your imagination. Know that, you know, it's okay to be angry when you don't get the deal. Know that it's okay to be upset, you know, just a little bit, but, you know, don't, you know, get yourself so down, you know what I mean? Like for so long, you know, feel the feelings, then get up, shake it off and keep going. You know what I mean? Because it's those little times that we just can't get up, that is just wasting time. You see, it's, you know, that time in between that you could be pushing forward, that could be opening the door to your dreams. You know what I mean? So I just want to take a minute to, you know, say a prayer for all of you out there that are hurting, because, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the news, but in Honolulu, Hawaii, on Pearl Harbor, at the base, naval base, somebody popped off, and, you know, some people have been hurt and he has died. I believe 3 people have been injured. I don't know all the details on why, you know, somebody would take action with their anger. I just don't understand it, you guys. I was just watching the news and I was just like, man, if we don't start treating our employees, our, you know, people that are under us better, you know, just because you have a title, just because you're a leader, doesn't give you the right to treat people without integrity, to treat people less than you because you got, you know, a higher up position. You know, we got to start being a team in this life. We have to understand that it's a humanitarian thing for us all to care about each other. It's not just work. If you are in the same field, you know, you guys should all be working together. It shouldn't be, you know, all these levels of politics. You know what I mean? Like, there are people with positions so that as a team together, you can make a goal, you know, happen. It's like playing basketball. My son is playing basketball, y'all. It was something to see. I never realized how, you know, much anxiety I could get while my baby's out there on the court. But let me tell you this, just like these little kids playing, you know, I was screaming and jumping up like, go get up, get those kids up. Real quick, my kid is playing and he's in the 4th grade. He's playing against 5th graders, and it was so unfair because they were taller, they were more trained, and they were more prepared. And, you know, the little 4th graders, they weren't ready, and they just were, they had a little fight in them, but they didn't understand that they had to be aggressive in order to get the ball. But once they start using teamwork, you start seeing a lot more, you know, goals executed, a lot more things being done as far as what they could do with whatever they got. So you understand, just because you're a position of a quarterback or a linebacker doesn't mean that you're better than the linebacker. It just means that you guys have positions in order to make, you know, the plan work. You know what I mean? Like, get over yourselves, bosses. Know that when your team succeeds, so do you. And that's all I have to say about that. Also, on Facebook, I saw a really horrifying thing in Africa, man. Like, I just don't understand why people are being killed in mass numbers. And we're talking about Justin Timberlake is a public announcement to Jessica Biel, whatever her freaking name is, his wife. Like, who cares? I'm sorry. I love Justin. Man, I went to two of his concerts when I was a teenager. Still love him today. But come on, that cannot be the topic of American news, okay? In this world, we have to start making news relevant to what is important as far as us as a whole, as humans, as a humanitarian deal. We should all stop giving so much energy to these highlights that mean nothing to us as a whole. Yes, I understand that Justin Timberlake has a very high following and he's done a lot as far as the music career. But there's no reason why I should be going on TV, listening to the news, looking at all these platforms and seeing that that's the number one topic. And then going on my social media platforms like Facebook and watching children and mothers be shot in Africa, you know, in Sudan or whatever, you know, watching children and being separated from their parents because of what's going on the borders of Mexico. I mean, come on, that should be the topic. I mean, what's going on with Donald Trump? What next moves is he going to do? Because apparently North Korea is going to give us a present for Christmas. Listen, we need to stop being distracted by the things that don't matter and start paying attention to the things that do. Keep dreaming. Know that I'm always here for you. Know that you can always go on Anchor. It's an app. It's all free. You can message me. We could be friends. I can even, you know, answer some of your questions if you have any. If I don't know your questions, you know, I'll look out for it and then get back to you. You know, this is really more than just about me. Have I seen a real big return on podcasting? Not financially, but have I seen a big return spiritually for myself, knowing that I'm giving you guys what I can? Absolutely. I feel rich in that shape, way, and form. So keep dreaming and never, ever give up on your dreams.